Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Anita Breen and Terry Cunningham of the Strauss Theater Center. Welcome.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thanks for being here today. And you guys are always hopping. There's always something new and exciting happening. Tell me what's coming up, Anita.
Okay. We've got a wonderful musical coming up, Sister Act, based on the Whoopi Goldberg movie of about 92.
Yeah, I had to think back. You had to refresh me a little bit. All I remembered was singing nuns.
Oh, lots of singing nuns, lots of fun, lots of comedy, lots of drama, a murder witness. I mean, it's all in there, and it is hilarious. We even have a visit from the Pope at one time.
Was the Pope in the movie? I don't remember the Pope. Was the Pope there?
I think he was. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
Terry, you're the director of Sister Act. Tell me a little bit about this play. What's kind of the gist of what's going on?
Well, Dolores von Cartier, as in Cartier, that's one of her lines, is a singer. She wants to be a star. Donna Summer is her idol. And she is kind of a girlfriend of a mobster called Curtis.
All right.
Well, one day she's walking in and witnesses a murder. Curtis has killed someone. And so she runs to the police department, and they need a place to hide her. So they decide they would put her in this failing convent, which is attached to the Catholic Church there in Philadelphia, and hide her until such time as she can be a witness for the prosecution.
So that all works out great, right? Everything goes pretty well.
Oh, yes. They lived happily ever after. But first, she kind of acclimates to the nun lifestyle, or tries to.
It's totally unlike her to be in the convent.
Yes. She's not exactly blending in. But Mother Superior, played by Maura O'Connor, clashes with her. But in the end, the nuns stick up for her. She sticks up for the nuns. There's some beautiful music written by Alan Menken, who did Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Newsies. He's a wonderful, wonderful musician. And all ends well.
It all ends well, mm-hmm. as she screws up and becomes really popular.
That's right.
So she takes over, like, the choir, right?
Yes, she takes over the choir, and it becomes a success.
They're terrible at first.
Yeah, they're worse than terrible. And, she takes it over, and suddenly they're putting in all this 1970s pop music into the service. And, of course, Mother Superior is crazy about wanting her out of there, but the priest loves it. And more people come into the church, and suddenly they can afford to live there. They were almost forced with selling the facility and dividing the nuns into group homes. So she really revives the whole area as a result.
Now, that all went well until it got so popular she shows up on TV.
That's right.
And then it goes south because the mob finds them.
That's right.
They just happen to have their TV on at the right time, and they witness this, nun, and then they have to plot a way of getting into the convent, and that's very clever. We have four of the most adorable, crazy wannabe gangsters, his thugs, we call them. And they have to find a way of getting in there to kill Dolores, because she is going to put them all in jail.
You've got lots of local folks. Let me ask the big one, that would be Whoopi Goldberg, if you're watching the movie. Who gets to play Dolores von Cartier?
A new person to our stage. Her name is Christina Gray. She's a graduate of ULM. She played basketball here.
She played basketball. She was and then got into pageant. She was Miss Monroe, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Mm-hmm. She was Miss Monroe, and she was in the Miss Louisiana pageant several times. She has a beautiful voice.
It shocked me the first time I heard her, because I happened to be the announcer for basketball.
You knew her as a basketball player.
So I never knew she could sing, and then she walked out, and I was like, okay, first, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're playing basketball, you got your hair all up. You don't look beautiful when you're playing basketball. She walked out on the stage at Miss Louisiana, and I was just blown away. And then her voice was incredible.
Yeah. She is a wonderful singer, and she's doing a fantastic show in this fantastic job in this show. We have some other local favorites. Troy Wold, who has been on our stage many times, is playing the role of the Monsignor. And hams it up in his usual style. So he's a popular person on our stage. Eddie Fountain is playing...
Sweaty Eddie.
Sweaty Eddie. Mm-hmm. Who is kind of a love interest with Dolores.
Yeah. Okay.
So that adds that angle to the whole plot.
Mm-hmm. They went to high school together.
And you've got Mara O'Connor as the Mother Superior.
Yes.
Gene Herzog. And Laura Ulrich.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Laura's been on our stage many times in the past, and we're so glad to have her back.
Tell me this. What's coming up next after this for you guys?
We have a dinner theater scheduled for one weekend in the middle of June. It's on a Thursday and Friday night, June 14th and 15th. We're reprising Smoke on the Mountain as a dinner theater.
Very cool.
We have had so many requests for another dinner theater and have had so many requests to do Smoke on the Mountain again.
Anita Breen and Terry Cunningham are joining me. And Terry, when does the play open?
Well, we have Patron Night April 19th, and it's open to the public on April 20th, 21st, 22nd, and then the following Friday and Saturday night.
So,
which is 27th and 28th.
So 19 Thursday night, patron night, 20th, 21st, Friday and Saturday at 7, a matinee Sunday, and then the next weekend at 7.
Yes.
Anita, if somebody wants to find out more and get tickets or find out more about the theater in the upcoming season, where can they do that?
They can call the box office at 323-6681. They can go online and get their tickets, straustheatercenter.com, or they can come by and talk to us on Lemmy Lane.
That's Anita Breen and Terry Cunningham with the Strauss Theater Center. You can find out more at straustheatercenter.com. If you can't remember that, you can visit our website at kedm.org.